Today from the Ohio Newsroom, an update on Ohio's Olympic athletes.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Antioch University, now accepting applications for fall entry for several online graduate management programs, including Business Administration, Human Services Administration, and Nonprofit Management. More at antioch.edu.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. If you've been following the Olympics these past couple of weeks, there's a good chance you've cheered for some Ohioans. 13 Olympians and 4 Paralympians hail from the Buckeye State, according to Team USA. And even more athletes have ties here. From Ohio State alone, 24 current, incoming, and former student athletes are competing in the Games, the second biggest contingent in the school's history. David DeGuzman is a self-proclaimed Olympics enthusiast and a sports reporter for NBC4 in Columbus. David, you were at the Games in Paris last week. What was that like?
Oh my gosh, it was magical, really. It's kind of a pivotal time for the Olympic movement. You know, we were coming off of back-to-back pandemic games. I feel like the Olympics really needed a boost, and Paris has certainly delivered with putting sports in iconic venues like Place de la Concorde and beach volleyball at the foot of the Eiffel Tower.
Oh my gosh, what a treat. Well, the biggest cohort of athletes from Ohio are competing in track and field events, but we also have some swimmers, rowers, LeBron James on the basketball court. What have been some standout moments so far for Ohio's Olympians?
The first week, obviously, swimming was the headline, and for us in Ohio, we were really following Hunter Armstrong. Did so well in the 4x100-meter freestyle, delivering gold. So Hunter Armstrong giving Ohio State some pride. And then this week in track and field, Annette Echikunwoke, she's from Pickerington. She made the Olympic final with just one throw. And she actually had the lead for several rounds in the women's hammer throw this week. Ended up losing to the Canadian. But again, another well-earned silver medal. So those were kind of the two standout moments. Obviously, a lot of people talk about Simone Biles and people kind of forget she's born in Columbus. And she obviously had a great Olympics, a redemption tour for her with several standout performances, including, of course, delivering gold in the team final and, of course, the individual all around. So, you know, there's so many places you could look with great memories that have already been made by Ohio Olympians.
How cool is that? Well, I know Ohio athletes are participating in some more obscure events, too. We've got athletes on the synchronized swimming team and the BMX freestyle and some pistol events. What have you been seeing there?
Artistic swimming has kind of stood out to me a bit. There's been 3 athletes with Buckeye ties and 2 for the United States, including Kiana Hunter and Ruby Ramadi. Fencing is another sport that, you know, we don't really talk about. Lee Kiefer, who was born in Cleveland, she was able to win individual gold in the foil and then also helped her team win the women's team foil event. So just a lot of pride for Ohio.
Okay, cool. Well, David, there are still a few days left in the 2024 Paris Olympic Games. What should we keep an eye on as the games wrap up?
Yeah, so one athlete to definitely keep an eye on this upcoming weekend, Kyle Snyder, Ohio State alum. He's competing in his 3rd Olympics. He was one of the youngest guys to win a gold medal for Team USA in wrestling. And now he's back as the veteran. He's competing in the 97-kilogram freestyle division. Certainly has gold on his mind. I mean, he had a standout performance at the Olympic trials, but how is he going to do against, you know, the best in the world? We're going to have to see and to find out. And then, of course, you know, we can't forget LeBron James, Akron native, you know, going for another Olympic gold medal. I mean, this is a U.S. team that hasn't lost gold since, you know, they won bronze in 2004. So this is a team going for its 5th consecutive gold medal. And LeBron James has been a big part of that run. So, yeah, I mean, those are 2 Olympians right there from Ohio that you want to keep an eye on as the games wrap up.
That was NBC4 sports correspondent David DeGuzman. Thanks, David.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.